Zvachim perik yudal mishne gimel. Mechus es man, ben begufoy ben baba'olov. Mechus es man is what we had in the previous Mishnah. Mishnah Beis, that you have a korban, which is going to be roy la'achas man. If it's your makrivit bachutz, it's no chi of korus. So what we're talking about, ben begufoy, both it's mechus es man because it's less than 7 days old. It's only on the 8th day that's roy la'krovo. Bein biba'olov, or it's not the zman for the bailum to bring it. The Mishnah is going to have to explain. The bein that's not old enough, that's a klal all karbon is, that it has to be shivas yom tachasim v'yem hashmini v'holo yirotza, it could be brought. What are we talking about that's mechus zman biba'olov? Ezu mechus zman biba'olov, hazov v'azovo, yeledes umetzayro. These have to bring karbonis after 7 days of tahara. Zov and zov need shiva nikiyim. Yeledes needs a period of time, 7 or 14 days, and then after the 7 and 14 days for Zohar, Nekeva respectively, they also need another Zman of 33 or 66 days. So by Zohar is a total of 40 days after Leda, she can bring a Karbon, and by a Nekeva, a total of 14 plus 66 is 80. Mitzayra also has his period of Zman. He has to wait 7 days after the Tahara that he does outside in his place of isolation, Kimavur in Pashas Mitzayra. I'm sorry, Pashas Tazria. So the beginning of Pashas Mitzayra describes him going through a Seder Tahara with Shteitz Oifois, Shteitz Sipoirim, and then he goes inside, and after 7 days, he does another Seder Tahara Bamikdash, and then he's kosher Lekol Dinim. He becomes Tahar. Shekrivu Chatosim Vashomim Bachutz. When we talk about a Yeledis, we're talking only about a Chatas, the same by a Zov and a Zovo. When we talk about a Mitzayru, we're talking about a Chatas and an Oshom. But let's say they brought their Karbonis Bachutz before the right time. The right time, not else the Behemoth. For Sfeltois is the time of the Bailam, Turin. So says these Karbonis were set aside, were Hugdash, for the Tahara of this Zovo, and so on. They're not Roy Lakrova. It's not the right time. So it's Mechusa's man, Dip Turin. Oiloseim v'shalmeim bachutz chayovim. The oilo and the shlomim. Oilo is always part of the seder of a yeledes. He brings shtei tziporin, once for a chatas, once for an oilo. So that makes sense. The same is also true by a zov, a zova, a mitzayra. Shlomim is a little bit of a mystery. There's none of the people that we mentioned just now that could be mechus zman that bring the shlomim. So, behechach, what you have to say over here, the Mufarshim explained, comes from the Gemara, is that we're talking about Shalmei Nozir, and the Nozir also has a time when it's Hushlam Yemei Nazirus. If he's Mekabel Nazirus for 6 months, or Stam Nazirus Lamed Yoyim, so then till Lamed Yoyim, until 6 months, he's not really like Rav. He was Magdash or Karbon, and then the Shalmei Nozir was brought Bachutz before the time. The Oila and the Shlamin, over there is a Chiyuv. Why? Because an oila and a shlamim could always be brought as an adava. A chatas and an oshim could only be brought mitoch hachiyuv. So a chatas and an oshim, if it's not the right time, it's not, there's no shaykhis. An oila and a shlamim, even if it's not the right time to be yotzi, a day chayv as korban nozir, but lamaisa, the oila and the shlamim be'etzem are roi lakrovus. That's why there's a chiyuv, even b'teches manom, of shchuti v'haloch tzchutz. Hamale mipsar chatos, Mipsar Oshom is talking over here about Hakrova. The Hakrova of the Bosor Chatos. Bosor Chatos doesn't belong on the Mizbech. It's not Roy Lakrova. It's eaten. Bosor Oshom the same. Mipsar Kotchim Kodoshim. Mipsar Kotchim Kalim. Why does the Mishnah say Chatos Oshom and then say Kotchim Kodoshim? L'chor you have to say he means other types of Kotchim Kodoshim. What's another type of Kotchim Kodoshim where the Bosor is eaten besides for Chatos and Oshom? Kivsei Atzeres. We have this in Perek Ezu Mekoyman. Kivsei Atzeres has a din of Kotcher Kadoshim with all the dinim. Even though Be'etzem it's a Shlomim, but Lamais it does have a din of Kotcher Kadoshim. That's what he means. And that's why it's not mentioned as Shlomim. Why the Mishnah doesn't just say Kivsei Atzeres? Why does the Mishnah say Psoa Kotcher Kadoshim? That's a good question. Mipsoa Kotchim Kalim. Is any kachim kalim that's eaten? Toidoy el nozir pesach b'chorim aysim. Moiser ha'imer.
the leftover of the omer, which is really a mincha, but it's eaten by the kahanim after the kmitza. Shtei halechem
is also eaten by the kahanim.
Shtei halechem has a din of a korban omer, so it's kachuk adoshim. It's eaten only yom v'layla. Anyways, it's really kachuk adoshim because it's part of the kivsei atzeres, and the kivsei atzeres are kachuk adoshim. But lechem aponim, also only eaten by zichrei kuna, it's kachuk adoshim, but they're eaten. Shiari menachos, this is the leftovers of all the menachos besides for the chelik. Hanikmatz v'niktar. All of these have one din over here in the Mishnah, that because there's zachen that are not roi lakrova, there's zachen that are roi lachila, mel, there's no issa of halo bachot. That's the klal, even though the Mishnah only speaks out the din that's potter at the end of the Mishnah. Now the Mishnah goes into a new category. The Mishnah is now going to bring a bunch of maisim, which are a chelik of the hechsher of menochois, but they're not the maisim which have with them the chiyuv of chut. Without going into all the pratim of Korban Menachos, there's in Parshas Vayikra, Yitz Hashem very soon, we're going to learn about it in Mesachs Menachos, there's different types of Menachos. There's what's called a Minchas Seilas, that's the standard Mincha. There's a Minchas Mafet Tanur, which are thicker Chalois. There's a Minchas Mafet Tanur of thinner ones, Rikikim Dakim. There's a Minchas Marcheshes, which is made in a certain type of pot, which is called a Marcheshes, and a Minchas Machvas, which is made in a more flatter type of, more like a frying pan. The Chalokim of the Avodah that are mentioned over here in the Mishnah is Posas Oysa Lepitim. Some of them, after baking, had to be broken into pieces, and that's the way they're prepared before the Kmitza, which is a Chalok of the Avodah, that the Mincha, when the Avodah Sakmitza is done, is in a state of Psiso. That's one ma'isa. Some of them are mixed together with shemen. Some yes, some not. Mitzvah Hashem, we'll see later on. Perek Hey, Perek Vav Menachos discusses this. That's called belila. They're bolled by shemen. Yitzika is taking a little bit of the oil, not mixing it together, but smearing it on the mincha. And that also, by some yes, some not, we'll see the problem again later in Menachos Perek Vav. Vinishvi, these maisim shouldn't be really done outside, but let's say they were, illegally. Hayoitzik, haboilol, hapoiseis. Do they have a din of halo bachutz, because they're part of what prepares the carbon? Meleach, part of akrova is salting the basa that was put on the mizbeach. Pasuk and Pashas Vayikra. Al kol korban chotakiv melach. Can already figure out the theme over here. The way the Gemara says it is, the Gemara darshens from a posuk that even though there's no strict limitation that the maisim that are done that have the chiv chorus of halo bachutz dafke have to be halo or shchita, zirkas hadam, and there's other maisim we had before. Filochi, these maisim are not what's called beloshen of the Gemara a gemar. Gemar means that there's a gewisse chalois. Ritzui, kapora, this is the end of a yotzi de chavosoi, that's chalai de this maisim. The maisim, well, zrika also is not the gemar of a korban, but the gemar of the kapora. Halo is certainly, that's the gemar of a korban, is the halo of the chelik haboso on the mizbech. Le maisa, these maisim are a hechsher towards bringing the korban, but they're not a gemar. Melech also, it's not the gemar of hakrova. Meinif, what's meinif? Tnufa is what's done with a few different things. The tufa of the chaz v'shoik that's given to the kahanim is before the hakrova. The asham mitzayra has torn tnufa lefnei shchitosoi, the like shemen that comes with it. Minchas ha'omer has tnufa, it's before the kmitza. Kivsei atzeres, shtei halechem have tnufa, before the shchitas hakvosim. The tnufa definitely has to be done bazar, that's for sure. It's definitely not allowed to do it chutz bazar, but again, doesn't have a chiyuv bachutz. Magish, hagosho, is also the korban mincha, when it's put into the kli shoras, which is mekadeshit lefnei kmitzoso, it's brought closer to the mizbeach, to the keren dreimis marobis of the mizbeach. In Mitzvah Hashem, we'll see more in Mesachas Menachos, but it's a possible furish in Pashas Tzav. So that's also not the Gemara. That's only on the way towards the Hakrovo. Hamasadas HaShulchan, what we're talking over here about the Lechem Aponim. So that's also not a Gemara. Again, this is something we'll see in Maseches Menachos, that the Seder of Hakrovas Lechem Haponim was al HaShulchan that's in the Heichel. But the Sidur is not the Gemar, because then there's the taking off of the Bezicha Levoino and being marked to the Bezicha Levoino. Meitiv is Haneirois, let's say the menorah was taken out of the Azorah. It's interesting, the menorah was lit in the Heichel. Lemaisa, it's Mavur in the Sugis, that if the menorah was lit in the Azorah and then put into the Heichel, Yotzi Dechev Osam, it's allowed to be done. Here we're talking about Hatovas Haneris. Hatovas Haneris has to be done by a Koyin, and it has to be done in the Heichel. It's more makbid. Most people would say not that's women as far. There's more kpeida on the Hatovas Haneris. It's more the avoida than the actual hadlok of the nails. The chayr preparing the wicks, cleaning out the deshen, the sheirios of yesterday's avoida of shemen and the psilois. L'chayr is less than avoida hadlok itself. L'maisa, it's mavunda sugenat that way. That lokas haneris itself is not avoida, which is why it's not mentioned over here. The reason why it's not mentioned, even in the context of saying that it's pots, because it's not avoida b'chlal. It can be done by Zohar. The Hatovas Haneris has to be done by Aaron Ubon of the Pasuk stresses. What exactly, by the way, goes into Hatovas Haneris is a question by the Rishonim. Is it taking out the wicks from yesterday? Is it putting in the new wicks of today? Go back and forth in Rishonim. Look at Rashi in Shmois. I think it's in the Pasha's Tetzave, exactly what the Hatovas Haneris is. Al Koponim, the Meitiv Haneris also, there's no Chiyuv Chutz because it's not the Gemara. Why is there no Gemara? Because there's that lock afterwards. So on the one hand, that lock itself, Bechalal is no Yisur Chutz because it's not an Avoida. It can be done by Azor. On the other hand, the Hachona Zaneris, the Hatova Zaneris, is not it's an Avoida that has to be done by a Koyin. It's possible it's not done by a Koyin, but Lamais it's not a Gemara Avoida. That's the Chiddush in the Gzeres HaKosov of this din. HaKoymitz, the kmitza of a mincha that was done afterwards, the chert should be parallel to shchita. We've had many times in shalai lishma and pigel and so on. The kmitza is always a parallel. But lemaisa it's not avodas gemar because after that there's the nesina b'kli shoris, there's the halacha l'mizbeach, and there's the haktara. Now the Mishnah says also v'hamikabel domim, kabbalas adam is certainly an avoda. It certainly has to be done by a kohen and certainly posel b'chutz. But lemaisa there's no chiyuv. There's no chiyuv b'chutz. We don't learn out from the pasuk. Halah teaches us that the avoidos have to be the prototype of avoidos that are chayv aleim b'chutz. Has to be avoidos gemar, like we said. The pasuk says asheyala oiloi zevach. Halah is asheyala because that's the end. That's where Chazal dash. The Rav brings it. So the koymitz is also an avoidos gemura, but it's not a gemar. Kabbalas Hadam is not a Gemar. So both of them, or all the cases that we just mentioned, Bachutz is Potter. Now, the obvious question is that we had listed before that there's a Chiv Shchita Chutz. It's not one of the cases, that's the Iker case. The Torah says, Kizishka, that's the first din that brought that in the parish of Shchuta Chutz, is the Shchita. It's not a Gemar. So what you have to say is like this. Chazal understood that the Shchita is avad chayim because as we state in pasuk, the fact that shchita is in the pasuk does not give us a makor that even something that's not a gemara avoda. Faket, we learn out of halah that it has to be the gemara of an avoda, and shchita we see as a gzeres hakosav for itself. Another way of saying it, with some rishonim point out the mefarshim on teres koyanim and achrei mois. The Rash Mishans, the Ravid say a word that in Brisk they're very busy with, and that is that Shechita is a Gemara Avoida. In the sense of a carbon, L'chor, the Shechita is only preparatory for the Kabbalah and the Halacha and the Zrika. The Zrika is a Gemara because it creates a Ritzui, the Shechita not. But when you think about the transfer from the carbon being, the Behemah being, a Behemah that has Isurim that it would have bechulin. Nevela is eva menachai. The gemar of turning this into a korban without isurim is lamaisa de shkita. The fact that there's no ritzui and therefore there is no din to do with the basar of the korban is happens to be true in hilchas korbanos, but there is a gewisse gemar in the fact that shkita is the gemar of the process of shechting a behema, i.e. misachas chulin. So there's a gewisse sort shame gemar avoyde in shkita. Therefore, there's no makar to learn out that even something which is not a gemar, faket, halot teaches us that it has to be a gemar avoyde, and shkita itself is yen avoyde chashuva legabe the chiv shkut echutz, kemubu in the pasuk. Now the mission just adds another point that ein chayav na lov lo mishum zorus. All these avoides, there's no chiyuv on a zor that's also avoido. And this has an interesting makar. To shteltsu that these avoides that were listed don't have the chiyuv zorus. That's in fact that there's a paslus in avoide that's done by a zor. If sukim pashas em, a dab alarm vel bonav, you know some kotchi b'nei Yisrov, le'yichalu shem kotchi. There's a chilul if it's done by a zor. B'nei Yisrov, that means zorim, should be misrachik v'yinozu mikotcha b'nei Yisrael, because that would create a chilul Hashem. So that's klod, the avoid is mechulelos, and the carbon is possible. However, there is another pasuk in Parshas Korach, after the whole story of Korach v'adosoy, there's all the psukim over there of avoid is kehanim. And the pasuk says, ve'ato v'anecho itcho tishmuz kunaschem. They have to fiercely guard their kahuna not to be infiltrated by outsiders. The shmir of kahuna. L'chol dvar mizbech, the pasuk says over there like this, va'avadetem, they do the avoido, va'zor akorv yumos, chazal dashen tesante drosho, va'zor akorv yumos, is said in the context va'avadetem. The word va'avadetem is not the usual way the word is written. Teaches us that the avoido that has a chiv misa of zorus is va'avadetem avoido tamo. Avoido tamo means avoido, which is a gemar, the same idea. And memela avoidot, if it's not avoidot tamo, if it's not a mesayim, it's not gemar avoidable shenenu. So then, there's no chiyuv zorus. Lemaisa the gemara says that what's an avoidot tamo, zriko, it's the end of the ritzur of a korban. Haktoru is the end of the achilas hamizbeach. Nisuch hayayin v'nisuch hamayim. Nisuch hayayin. And mayim is something that stands onto its own. It's not part of a process. So that's not by the tama. Only those four. Again, zriko, halo, akrovo, and nisuch, only those three/four have a din of chimis of zoros. The others only have a psul and a chil of the avoidah. The Mishnah then says, the same way there's a limitation, what's chayv bachutz, only gemar avoida. The same way there's a limitation on what's chayiv misa b'dei shemayim mishum zorus, only an avoida tamo, v'loy mishum tumo. If a kohen does avoida b'tumo, when is he chayiv misa? And the fact that there is a chayiv misa is learnt out because the pasuk says dabe la'am v'lbonav, he knows him in kotchim ne'isol, the pasuk that we mentioned before. And a chelik of the v'yinozru, they should be perish, b'kedusha, is they should be perish from tumo. So Mel, since included in this pasuk, in the pasuk it says, v'lo yichallu, and you have the pasuk by achilas truma, which teaches us that there's a chiv d'isim v'dei shemayim, if the truma is nischal ha'yidei, achilu b'tumo. So Mel, that teaches us also that there's an isser b'tumo of achilas truma, dafka b'avoy detamo, because of the context of the psukim. And Memela, again, the same limitation that we just said by Zoros will be true, Legabi Achilu Betuma, Legabi Avoidu Betuma. Beloy Mishum Mechusa Begodim, the limitation over here also is a posuk in Parashat Tzaveh that says, Vahislam Kuhuna Lechukas Oilom, and Chazal Darshin, that Bizman Shebegdeim Aleim Kunosim Aleim, when does a coin have a din coin that his Avoid is Avoidu? Only when he has Begodim Al Olov. Mashenkin, when the begodim are not aleim, ain't kunosim aleim, the way Chazal understand it is, ehod nishkindin koyin. He's not a koyin that was oivid bepastos. He's not a koyin. He's a zor legabi disavoidiv. He's not wearing begodim. So Mela, if he has a din zor legabi avoda, it stands to reason that the chiv misa b'dei shemayim is only within the context of zor. So you have all the limitations. It has to be avoda tamo. V'lo mishum ruchutz yadayim v'raglayim. Over here as well, it's not just that there's a din that when he comes into the avoda of the Beis HaMikdash, it has to be after ruchitzas yod v'raglov b'er from the kiryan kanoi. The Rechitza and the Kiddush of Yod Viraglov from the Kiran can I give him the Din Koin. And Mamela, without it, he has a Din Zar, and Mamela, the Misa V'Dei Shemayim, is limited to the cases with his Misa V'Dei Shemayim, which is only Avodah Tamo. A lot of Protim over here, and we're really stopping the Inyan of Shchutei Chutz now, so we'll finish with this Mishnah, and the next Mishnah is another Inyan.